Today is the Sunday that marks the beginning of the Advent season. The Advent season is a time that leads up to the celebration of Christmas Day. And Advent simply means the arrival of someone or something of significance. And for us as Christians, as believers of Jesus Christ, we know and we look forward to this Advent season, looking forward to the arrival of the most important person in the history of the world, God himself, the Word become flesh, God who humbled himself to come and take on the form of man in the form of a helpless baby. He came into the world so that we as humanity might have salvation and hope and peace and joy and love. You see, the person of Christ, who he is the bedrock, he is the cornerstone of our faith. Apart from Jesus, there is no forgiveness of sins. Apart from Jesus, there is no, therefore, salvation. And apart from Jesus, there is no relationship with God. And apart from Jesus, there is no everlasting life. You see, the Advent season is a good time for us. I mean, every day we should be reflecting on who God is and our faith. But the Advent season in particular is a time where leading up to Christmas Day, we can make a concerted effort to reflect on four different things that God gives to us. We're going to talk about the theme of hope. And then in the following weeks, we're going to talk about peace, joy, and then love. Now, these themes, hope, peace, joy, love, these are not themes that are exclusive to the Christian believer. And yet there's something markedly different for those who believe in Jesus, who know God, the God of creation, who have a relationship with him by his grace through the faith that we have. We know that the hope, peace, joy, and love that God offers and gives to us as his people is far different than what this world has to offer. Why? What Jesus offers us lasts forever. In every way, the hope, the joy, the peace, the love that God gives to us through his son, Jesus Christ, is everlasting. That means we get to experience it now. And then when we see Jesus in full, we will experience it, yes, to the fullest extent, as we live forever, eternal life with God in heaven. And so today we're going to concentrate on this theme of hope. And remember, it's not just a hope that is fleeting. It's not a hope that comes and goes, but because it is in Christ, it is a hope that abounds. And so I want for us as a church, as believers, to always be abounding in hope, no matter what it is that we may be going through in life. Even when everything seems to be falling apart, even when we face the greatest trials of our lives, the biggest hardships, we can have lives abounding in hope. And we're going to talk about that hope today. We're going to look at one verse together, and then, you know, there will be other passages that I mix in, but all of it will be pointing to this hope that we ought to be abounding in when we come to know the Lord more and more. So let's go ahead and look at Romans chapter 15, verse 13 together. And this is the word of God. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, you are our true hope. You're the only hope that we can trust in and count on. God, I pray that you would fill our hearts with a deeper sense of longing, a deeper sense of appreciation, a deeper sense of humility to know who you are in our lives. God, that you give to us a hope that we did not deserve. You give to us a hope that is everlasting. And so, God, would you just be with us and remind us of that again today? and especially in this Advent season, help us to reflect on it and do our best in every day to give you the glory and the honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So this verse is, it mentions this word hope two times, right? And we're gonna talk about different aspects of hope. And the first thing I wanna talk about together is that hope comes from God. Hope comes from God. So when we look at this verse, it starts out by saying, may the God of hope. According to Google's dictionary, I mean, we don't even use Merriam-Webster anymore, I think. Everything's just on Google. So if you look up the definition of hope on Google, this is what it says. It says, it is a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. Okay, that's what it says. It's a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. Now, I think most of the world would agree that this is a pretty good definition of hope. You see, you know, when you have a desire for something and an expectation for something, then you are hoping in that. You're hoping in a certain outcome in your life to receive something or for some events that you're kind of planning for to actually occur and happen. And so the question is, when you have hope and you have a desire for something to happen or an expectation for something to happen, what happens when those things don't occur? What happens when you don't get the desired outcome, when you don't get what you were hoping for and expecting? When those things fail to happen, then also you would say the hope that you had, maybe that also fails you. I think it's, you know, sure you can get what you're looking for to achieve and receive sometimes what you're hoping for, certain expectations. But the thing is, in this world, nothing is guaranteed. Now, the world may want to promise you that if you work hard enough and hope hard enough, then everything will go your way. But that's simply not the truth. The hope, if you place it in the things of this world, will fail you. So many people go from one failed hope to the next. And perhaps some people here, even when you receive the hope or make good on the hope that you've put into this world, it's never enough. And so now you got to look at the next thing to hope in. You see, hope in this world does not last. But we see here again in this verse, it says, may the God of hope. You see, the truth is that we all have hopes for different things in this world. But why hope? What is it? What is it about hope, this desire and expectation that we have? All people, I believe, are actually looking to fill a great need in their hearts. You see, people look to different things for value and satisfaction and even a feeling of self-worth. And so you hope in all these things, ultimately so that it would say something about you. You hope in things that will bring something good to you. And hope can be a wonderful thing. It is a wonderful thing. But what is more important than just simply having hope is what or who you put that hope in. And you see, in the verse that we've looked at together today, it says, may the God of hope. I keep repeating that because it's making so clear to us, especially as believers of Jesus Christ, that hope comes from God himself. Why? Because he's the God of hope. You see, he's the author of hope, but not just any hope that fades or that does not last, but we're talking about the eternal hope. Because God, the hope that he offers, will never fail us. In fact, it will fill us with all joy and peace in believing. You see, there's this faith that we have in God, and because he's the God of hope, he gives that to us. And then we have to always remember the story of the gospel, that when God made us, he said, everything is good. And when he looked on us as human beings, made in his image, he said it was very good. But when sin came into the world through disobedience, through rebellion against God, we must acknowledge that every aspect of creation became broken. Every aspect, not even just humanity, but even in creation, but with humanity, we were under the wrath of God. Plain and simple, what we deserve because of the sin that even we're born into in our hearts, we deserve condemnation and death. But the God of hope, he did not leave us in our hopelessness, in our fallen state, in our darkness, in our blind spiritual blindness. No, he says in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, that while we were sinners, he shined a light into the darkness. He made a way for us to have a relationship with him. While we had nothing to offer to him, while we were truly hopeless, placing our hope in the things of this world that fade and let us down and fail us, he gives us a real hope in Christ Jesus, a hope for eternal life, a hope for relationship with God, a hope for what it takes to get through each and every day, trusting and surrendering to him, to be his children forever and ever. You see, hope comes from God. And what I want to ask you is this: what have you been placing your hope in these days? Especially in the midst of this pandemic, a lot of people with a lot more time to think on things and think about life. What have you been placing your hope in? Is it something worldly? And I'm not saying you can't hope for things. I'm saying, what is the ultimate hope that you have? Do you remember the hope that was given to us through Christ Jesus? Because when you think on that, when you remember hope is from God, then you have a constant feeling of that, a reminder of that. And then you take on the day with excitement, with victory on your mind, because you know what God has done through Jesus Christ in his death and resurrection. So stay connected to Jesus. Go to him in prayer. Go to the God of hope. If you've been feeling down, if you've been feeling hopeless, if you feel like you lack satisfaction in your life, lack peace in your life, then go to the hope that is in Christ. Hope comes from God. Second thing is this: hope builds our faith. Hope builds our faith. Let's look at the verse again. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. So how does hope build our faith? There's something awesome about the power of the Holy Spirit, right? That's what it talks about here, that the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Now, we have to remember who the Holy Spirit is. Remember that the God that we serve is three in one: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Here, we talk about the Holy Spirit. Now, why is faith necessary to have the power of the Holy Spirit? Well, remember that Jesus Christ promised us the Holy Spirit, that after he died and rose again, and then he ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, he said, I'm going to send you a helper. It's actually better that I go so that you have the helper, the Holy Spirit, who will be in you, who will reside in you. You will become the temple of God. And that's who we have as believers of Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit with us and in us. Now, even in that, how great a hope there is that God would choose to give himself to us in so many different ways, but especially through the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. But we cannot have the Holy Spirit apart from faith in Jesus Christ. And so therefore, we can't have the hope that abounds, the hope that is everlasting, apart from a relationship with Jesus Christ. Now look at what it says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. It says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Now what is this verse talking about? It's saying that faith and hope always exist hand in hand. You see, hope builds our faith. And when we remember our faith, it gives us more hope. And so it's this cycle, if you will, that each and every time we turn to the gospel, we turn to our relationship with Jesus, and we're reminded of who we believe in, the God of hope. And when we remember the faith that has been given to us by grace, man, more hope, more things to look forward to because of the promises of Jesus Christ. And so as we look forward to the coming of Jesus and the celebration of Christmas this Advent season, we remember his life, what his ministry was all about. It was the good news of hope, that there is salvation freely available. If we would just turn our hearts to him, if we would just say, God, you are my hope. I want to abound in your hope, in your love, in your peace, in your joy. I'm so tired of living for the things of this world. Sure, I may have, you know, succeeded in the eyes of this world in several ways, but in all my failures as well, these are the things that I cast aside. It's like the song that we sang this morning, isn't it? Lord, I offer my life to you. That's hope building our faith. Because knowing that we can just offer it to the Lord, what great hope that he receives us. And so hope builds our faith because it helps us to look forward. It helps us to remember Christ and what he's done for us and how that impacts the now and the future. So we don't get stuck in the what ifs and what could have beens or the what once was. Or we don't get stuck because hope builds our faith to be active, to move forward, to hold on to the promises of God. And my goodness, if you would just read the word, how filled with the promises of God for his people. Not that everything will always be fine and dandy, not that everything will always go perfectly or that you'll have smooth sailing or an easy life, but that he is with you and that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you can abound in hope. Even what the world would call the most hopeless situations, you can abound in hope. Now, doesn't that kind of remind you of something? Even Jesus Christ, when he went to the cross, even the disciples and the people who loved Jesus and believed in him, when they saw him die upon the cross, think about how hopeless the situation was that the world would say, look, the one that you follow, your leader is dead. And there were people who mocked Jesus Christ, who said, see, he wasn't some savior. He was just a guy, a crazy guy. And look, he's dead on the cross. Look at these hopeless followers. And so what the world oftentimes may see as a hopeless situation, we know that in his death, when he said it is finished, there was actually hope abounding that whoever would believe in him would not perish and live a cursed life of sin, but be made new and have eternal life, everlasting life with him forever. What a promise of God. So hope builds our faith. How has your faith been these days? If you've been hoping in the things of this world, it may be difficult to grow in him. Grow in the Lord. Hope in him. Hope builds our faith. Last thing is this. Hope helps us endure. Hope helps us endure. Let's look at the verse again. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Now, endurance is a tough thing. I think most of the time, you know, I realize people will sometimes say, it's the climb, it's the journey, you know, that makes it worth it. But let's be honest, okay? I think most people want what they want and they want it now. Again, that's why things like Amazon Prime and, you know, all these delivery services, people use it. You know, I mean, obviously now with the pandemic, it has become even more perhaps a need. But being able to just get things immediately, that's immediate satisfaction, though temporary. That's what we look for oftentimes as human beings, instant gratification. But as Christians, I think we have to learn how to endure. it's something that I feel like almost is a quality that is shunned by the world in some sense, where, hey, if you're enduring through something, then you're not doing it right. You got to figure out a method that you don't have to endure and take time to get somewhere. Boom, do something. Boom, get there. And that's sometimes how we feel as Christians. We pray one time and we think, oh, okay, now I should feel totally better. And God can do that. Don't get me wrong. But we have this kind of instant gratification kind of mentality. Click, oh, hey, it's at my doorstep. And that's kind of how we think about God. Where even in the difficulties of life, the hardships of life, the obstacles that come our way, and remember that as Christians, we are not immune from the brokenness of this world, sickness in health, losing jobs, financial instability, death. These types of things are part of the brokenness of this life that we experience, the sadness, the hurts, the hardships. There will probably even be times when we wonder how God is really there for us. Maybe we question the promises of God. Does he really love me? Does he really care for us? And that's what circumstances and all these things that happen around us, when they get difficult, that's what it might cause us to do. But in Christ, we can have abounding hope in the midst of these situations that help us to endure. You see, we want to just click and say, boom, obstacles gone. Boom, sadness gone. Boom, hardship gone. And God says, no, I want you to learn how to endure. Why? Because I want you to know what it means to trust in me, to still hope in me, even when life gets difficult. And he gives us his promises. He reminds us who he is time and time again. See, hope in Jesus Christ, hope in our God, helps us to endure. And there's a great value in that, in learning how to trust in God, that when the obstacles still remain, when the hardship doesn't just go away right away, we continue to pray, we continue to endure in our faith. When the loved one that we've been praying for, our children, we've been praying for to come to know the Lord, and they just don't seem, they don't even want to come to church, not even on Christmas, not even on Easter. And God says, hope in him, endure. Hope helps us to endure. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3, this is what it says. Remembering before our God and Father, your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the hope that we have in Jesus Christ not only helps us to endure in this life, but it helps us and enables us to continue to serve him with our lives. It helps us to do what he has called us to do as his people, as his church. So things change when we hope in God. It's no longer just, oh man, I just got to get through this. I just got to get through this. And instead it changes to, how can I be serving others even as I go through this difficulty in life? God, what could you be wanting to teach me in this hardship, in this difficulty, in this heartache, so that I can be a light and share the good news of hope with someone around me? You see, when you have hope in God, even the hopeless situations, God wants to use to work for his kingdom. He wants us to know him more deeply so that we can share the depth of what we've been learning about him, even through difficulty and hardship, the hope that helps us to endure. He wants us to share that with those around us. You see, that's an awesome thing, isn't it? That's God. That's hope in God. He helps us not only to endure just, oh, I got to get through this, but he helps us to endure with a active faith that blesses others. The steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8, this is what it says. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Now, this is another aspect that I want to talk about that hope helps us to endure, is that in this life, not only are there circumstances and troubles that surround at times, obstacles that come our way, but there is also a real spiritual battle. Now, I want to ask you right now, when's the last time that you thought about your life as a spiritual battle? You see, there is an evil one. Let's not discount the evil one who wants to take us away from God, who wants to use those obstacles that are in our lives to take away any sense of hope that we have, to make us forget about who our God of hope is. And so as we see in this verse, the helmet, it protects our minds, it protects our bodies. The helmet is the hope of salvation. Now, again, there was no hope before Christ. Now, yes, there's hope in God. I'm not saying that Old Testament believers, you know, that they didn't have hope. But Jesus Christ made a way, first the Jew, then the Gentile, for all people to come to know him and have a deep relationship with him. And as we've read, for us to have the actual presence of God within us through the Holy Spirit. But here, the helmet of the hope of salvation, this is really important because it reminds us that we need defense against the attack of the enemy, against the attack of negativity, not only negativity, but sin rampant in our culture, things that want to take us away, that want to distort truth of God. We need the helmet of the hope of salvation, that as we see the world in decline in several ways, we say, God, I know that I have the hope of salvation in you, something that this world can never take away. And I know, remember, God saves us by his grace when we repent and believe, and then we live our lives, our eternal lives begin. Now, we're not perfect yet, but when God comes, when Jesus Christ comes again, remember, Advent, awaiting the coming of Jesus Christ. We celebrate Christmas, but we await his second coming, because when he comes again, what glory there will be as we get to have eternal life with him, with no sin in our hearts, with no selfishness, but just to live for him for eternity. There's so much that Jesus Christ has in store for us, and the hope of salvation should help us to defend. The word of God helps us to defend against the evil one's attacks as we look forward to the future. So it helps us to endure, as we know the promise of victory, the promise of glory that is to come. Now, there's a story of a man who was bored, and you know, he was walking around through a park one day. And as he was walking around, he saw that there was a little league baseball game, you know, going on. And so he walked over. He thought, "Hey, why don't I check out what's going on in this game?" And he walked over to the dugout and asked this one of the kids that was sitting there. And he said, "Hey, kid, you know, what's the score?" And the boy responded, 18 to zero runs. "We're the ones with zero," the kid said. To that, the man said, "Boy, I'll bet you're really discouraged, huh? That sounds kind of hopeless." And the little boy replied with a very surprising answer. He said, "Why would I feel hopeless? Why would I be discouraged? Our team hasn't even gotten up to bat yet." You see, sometimes we're so stuck on the here and now. You see, our hope is so basic, right? Our hope is so small. Our hope is so, our understanding of the hope that we have in God is so minuscule to what God has for us. You see, our hope is so set oftentimes on the things that will fade, that are temporary, that will not last. And then when something doesn't happen the way that we expected, or we face difficulty in our lives, we look at it like it's the score. Man, we're down 18-0. Oh, well, it's hopeless. And then God comes to us and says, "This inning isn't over." God comes to us and says, "I promise you that by the ninth inning, by the end of this game, all the promises, eternal life, joy, peace, love, all the things I promised you, they'll come to complete fruition. You see, God wants to remind us that there is ultimately victory in the Lord. So endure in your faith. Keep looking forward to the hope that Jesus Christ has for us. The inning isn't over. It's not hopeless. And we have the best cleanup hitter in Christ. He's going to knock it out the park. He already has when he went to the cross in his death and resurrection. He secured the victory for us. Stop looking at the current scoreboard and remember the final scoreboard that is in Christ, the ultimate hope. And that will help us to endure. That'll help us to continue to go forward, to continue to serve others. Because even when everything seems like it's lost, everything seems like it's failed, there is victory already secured for us in Christ Jesus. So what are you going through right now? Is there difficulty in your life? Are there obstacles? Are there some dark things that you are experiencing? Hope in God. Abound in the hope that he has for you. And the way that we do that is to turn to him again and again and again. If you hope in the things of this world, and some of us do hope so intensely in the things of this world, that when we don't get it, when it fails us, we are crushed. And God doesn't say, ha ha, I told you, you should have hoped in me. He says, I'm right here. Turn to me. Things aren't going the way that you had expected or wanted. You hoped for the things in this world. But hope in me, I'm here. I want to give you abounding hope in your life. And I think that's what God wants to speak to us today. Maybe some of us feel like we're in some kind of hopeless situation. Maybe some of us are going through really difficult times. Receive the abounding hope that is in Christ alone. And maybe some of you guys are doing really well. And you're good at hoping the things of this world and getting what you were hoping for. And God says, those things will not last. Don't let anything distract you or become a hindrance to the ultimate hope that is in your relationship with Jesus Christ. So during this Advent season, we look forward to celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. The followers of God have placed their hope in the Messiah to come. And for us, we know that Jesus did come and that he died on the cross and he rose again. And we believe with all of our hearts, as the word promises, that he will return again. And so Advent season is twofold. We look forward to the celebration of the time he came and humbled himself, became flesh, being fully God and fully man. But we also look forward to his second coming, when he will take all of his followers with him and will be with him in victory and everlasting life forever and ever. Know that hope comes from God. He's the God of hope. Know that hope builds our faith. They go hand in hand. So keep turning back to God. Every time you do, your hope will grow. And as your hope grows, you're reminded of the faith that God has given to you by his grace. And hope helps us to endure. Not just, oh, I got to get through this enduring, but I can get through this. I know what's before me. Let's go. Let's serve the Lord. Hope helps us to endure. Now we're going to have some fun activities. You know, it's a little bit cheesy, but we're calling it CCC Adventures. And it's just a time, you know, daily we're going to have an activity that you can participate in with, you know, your loved ones or even just by your lonesome, just to honor God in different ways. And so I really want to encourage us as a church to participate and to get involved in that. If you look on our website, there is our Adventure calendar that you can download and look at. And it's for every day. There will be a different activity that you can participate in together with us as a church. So that's one way that we can apply hoping in God, being reminded of the hope that we have in him throughout this Advent season. I pray that we would have hope that abounds, that our church will be a place where every single person is sharing the hope of God. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you again for your word. We thank you for the hope that you give to us. Lord, there was no hope, but God, you gave to us a hope that is not fleeting, that is not temporary, but that is forever. And for those of us who know you, thank you for your grace that we can know you and live for you and serve you. May we abound in hope always. Be with each person who is going through difficult times. Be with each person who is going through what they feel like is hopeless situations, and help them to turn to you and receive the hope that you have. And may we abound. May we glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.